People have vulnerabilities. People have necessities. Even the richest, most successful person in the world, they have something that they're lacking.
Most of you guys don't have money because you don't understand anything about money. You don't know what money is. Therefore, money eludes you. But if you want to attract money, you must first understand what it is.
Hustling is cool when you're a brokey.
Yeah.
But when you have money, dude, the hustle mentality is going to keep you behind.
You can't do the things that peasants do. You can't do the things that the working class does.
Just because you're busy doesn't mean you're productive.
Dude, you canceled a $100 million deal. It's just business. He's like, it's not just business. If he cheated on the person that he sleeps with, there's a high likelihood that he'll cheat on.
Let's consider money butterflies for the sake of the illustration, right? So let's say you want to catch butterflies. Butterflies equate to dollars. There's two ways that you can gather butterflies. The first way is build a net, right? Build a massive net. It doesn't matter how optimized the net is. It doesn't matter how sophisticated it is. You always have to swing in order to catch butterflies. That's most people hustling, right? They have to clock in. They have to post. They have to sell a promo in order for them to make money, in order for them to catch butterflies. That is not efficient. That is hustling. Why? That's where people, most people start. But you need to develop a second skill set, which is how to attract butterflies. How do you attract butterflies? By building a garden. Now, it might sound like a foo-foo concept, but if you build a garden, that means you need to build an ecosystem. You're building an ecosystem. Now your goal is to figure out how to make it all congruent, and how to make sure people buy into that ecosystem and they don't leave to other gardens. You look at Amazon, that's a fucking garden, bro. That's a self-sustaining garden. They run, it's not just the Amazon platform. They run a plethora of platforms. Amazon AWS, IMDb, they have the Amazon Prime, eBooks. It's an ecosystem of what? Attracting money. So the concept of going from hustle to boss is, instead of working in your business and catching the butterflies once you have enough, is working on your business,
yeah.
Which is kind of what I've been mastering, which is how to build and scale digital businesses.
And at the age of 16, I was tired, just saturated with this bullshit of working a job, following the career path that you were meant to follow. Because I realized one thing, bro. I realized all these people that are giving me advice, do I want to live the life that they live? And when the answer was no, then I wouldn't listen to them. So when my parents said, hey, you should do this, you should go to this university, you should go to this location, you should hang out with these people, you shouldn't say this or you shouldn't do that. And then I evaluated the outcome of their life as much as I love them. I was like, well, I don't want the life that my parents have. I want a different life. Therefore, I have to achieve different things and I have to input different results. And I have to do different kind of measurements of business if I want to elevate. I can't be doing what my parents do. If my parents are doing 50K, 100K a month, I can't be capped by that mindset. I can't be capped by that information. You need to know what money is, right? What is money? Right now, pause the video. What is money? Define it. Most of you guys could not literally define what money is. Oh, well, money is a store of value. Oh, well, money is power. No, no. These are things that money can give you, or attributes of money. But what is money by definition? Who can create it? How much can they create? What gives them the authority? Right? All these things, you need to learn them. You need to learn them. Why? Because if you're going to pursue money, you better understand that which you're pursuing. Most of you guys don't have money because you don't understand anything about money. You don't know what money is. Therefore, money eludes you. But if you want to attract money, you must first understand what it is. Second is to understand that for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. Right? And I talked about this, right? And it's the idea of Newton's third law. Newton's third law dictates that for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. This happens in the natural world. But it can also happen and apply itself in our life. So people want uphill, we talk about people wanting uphill results with downhill habits. You can't have that. You need to choose what you want to commit to, right? You're going to commit to a shitty life or a great life. But this idea that you can achieve certain results in your life without putting in the specific requirements of work, right, is impossible. So focus on the input, and life will give you in proportion that output. People want the output. People want the money. People want the cars. But nobody wants to put in the fucking work. Nobody wants to put in the hours. Nobody wants to train. Focus on the input and let the universe focus on the output, because by natural law, that will happen.
I mean, I'll give you an example, because people always ask me how I met Andrew Tate, right? So I met him when he had 83,000 followers on IG. What had happened? He'd gotten banned, right? So I came in with my team. Hey, I got you. I got you taken care of.
What year was this? This was before the big ban.
Yeah, of course. So he'd gotten banned. like, you know, gets banned multiple times. It was a rough one, but I hit him up. Hey, I can get your account back within 24 hours. And I paid for it. Right. Cost me, I think like $10,000. I paid for it.
He will, I can respect that.
Yeah. And it's just like, and I did it because I was like, okay, I fuck with this guy. I like what he's talking about.
Mm.
I didn't think he was going to be doing 3-5 billion views a week on social platforms. I didn't, but I wanted to be in connection with people that I respected, mm-hmm. that people that I had synergy with. So I took care of him. Then that led to business opportunities with him, right? Then he got banned again. Who was there? Who was the first person that got the call? Me, right? So having direct access to individuals is directly correlated to your ability to supply their what? Their needs.
Solving rich people problems.
I often tell people that every man needs 3 relationships in their life. In order for you to have balanced life as a man, you need 3 relationships. First, you need a mentor. Somebody that has gone the path that you want to go, that can instruct you and take you down the road, avoiding the pitfalls and avoiding the mistakes and avoiding the troubles that come that way. You need a peer, somebody that is at your level, at your equal, that you can mastermind with, that you can build a think tank, that you can go back and forth and discuss and argue and develop business. And then you need a mentee, whether it's your young brother or somebody that you bring into your business or an employee, somebody that you pour yourself into. Why? Because those people keep you accountable. Those people are the ones that check you. You know, you often have your little sibling, he'll ask you questions and he'll check you with authenticity and honesty and ask you shit. You're like, oh, whoa, like this kid's paying attention, right?
Yeah.
So every man in his life needs 3 relationships. And under those 3 relationships, capital has been built. Mentors, peers, and mentees.
But what I will say is, you know, going back to this idea of identity, is that think about how much of your identity isn't actually you. When you were born, you were given a nationality. You were given a name, you're given a religion, you were given a color, you're given a social security number, a passport number, your stock number, right? You're given your numerical human resource. This is your expendable character. And you were thrown off to the first programming camp, kindergarten, right? Where you were told to stand in line under the fluorescent lights. You couldn't raise your hands. You were told when you had to pee. You weren't allowed to be a child and play. And therefore, you were a failure and you were left behind if you didn't adapt into the system really quickly. You were able to graduate into the next degree, which is very interesting. And then you go into elementary school, you know, after your brain leaves that theta state of programming. And you start to realize that all these kids are being programmed by other people that have selfish intentions. And that you have to deal with that programming that you've gone through yourself and understand that the origin of the content that you consume may have ulterior motives, and you have to be able to explore them and be okay with changing your philosophy and your worldview and your lane if you perceive that you have been fooled.
Your goal is to not have to worry about money. Whatever way you achieve that, whether your parents give you the money, whether you make your own money like we did, whether you fundraise, whatever it is, right? You need to be able to not worry about money so that you can focus on building. Not hustling, dude. Hustling is cool when you're a brokey.
Yeah.
But when you have money, dude, the hustle mentality is going to keep you behind. People tell me, Luke, how much money do you make in a day? I don't calculate money by day. I calculate money by hour.
How much you make per hour?
How much? My hour is valued at $2,500 to $20,000, depends on the day. That's what I value my hour at.
Yeah.
So I will not touch a task under.
So this hour is worth $25,000.
At a minimum, for example, if you want to make $1 million a year, right, yeah. Which is you should be your base goal,
yeah.
Because nowadays your real $1 million is $3 million, based off of inflation, based off of the bullshit, yeah. Based off of the amount of money that's being printed. Potentially, so you're in a situation where now you have a little bit of money. You got to be operating differently, dude. People need to be focused on elevating themselves. And the way that you do it is when money is no longer your main focus. Your focus is building.
Just because you're busy doesn't mean you're productive.
True.
I can see a lot of entrepreneurs, see how they conduct their daily life, look at their daily habits and realize if they're going to be successful or not.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because the allocation of time, which is one of the resources that you have, the allocation of energy, another resource that you have, and the allocation of attention, another resource that you have, are dispersed and they are dispersed everywhere. Mm-hmm. There is no sort of focused attention towards an objective. So everybody that says, oh no, I'm working hard, I keep trying, I'm always educating myself, I'm investing my time wisely. If you actually evaluate these people's lives, you would realize that it's bullshit. Because most people waste time, they waste energy, and they waste attention. Mm-hmm. But if you could focus energy, time, and attention in the development of your character, in the development of your relationships, in the development of money-making skills, there's skills that help you make money. Mm-hmm. Money, making money is a skill. Mm-hmm. If you don't make money, you have not developed the skill of making money. And for you to consider that you have is a lie. Mm-hmm. So if you look at your bank account and your bank account reflects X amount of balance, it's a direct correlation on your level of skill when it comes to making money.
That's how I got started my entrepreneurial journey. I helped a company in Wall Street with Facebook ads, right? And I did it for free for 2 months. Free service, doubled the revenue with Facebook ads. After the 2 months, I called them like, hey, I want a contract. Like, I want a contract. They're like, okay, we'll talk about it next month. The next day, I turned off their ads. The next day, they called me, fly up to New York.
Yeah.
They gave me, I think, a $6,000, $7,000 a month retainer, right? So that's the entire premise, is you need to be able to provide value ahead of time and you can get into the rooms.
Health being the foundation of everything is where people need to start. So mental health, physical health, spiritual health. I won't go into details, but those are the three quadrants inside health. The second one is wealth, right? You need to be able to, well, in this case, wealth, we're just going to use it for money's sake. But when I talk about wealth, I talk about abundance, a lifestyle of abundance. You need to be able to create an abundant lifestyle. And that means you need to be able to have enough to be able to focus on yourself full time. You don't need $10 billion, right? It's not going to make you happy. You need enough money that your full-time job now becomes developing yourself. Imagine, Sebastian, imagine for 18 hours a day, you just focused on yourself. Mm-hmm. No business, no house, no, like it was all personal. You were just training on yourself. How far ahead would you be of any other person in any realm of human endeavor that you decided to pursue? You'd be so far ahead, it would be unbelievable. So the second one is this idea of wealth. Develop habits that allow you to create a life of abundance. The last one is focus on the things that have meaning and purpose, because a lot of people get caught up by the material bullshit. They get caught up by the system. They get caught up by the things of the world. And when it's all said and done, they die and they're forgotten and the things that they've built crumble. And I know a lot of people listening, you know, they have existential questions on eternity. They have existential questions on the future of life, and they have concerns. And I think that a fair amount of time of your life should be allocated to the pursuit of.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
This is an announcement to all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all. With the struggling economy and the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering an affordable, low-cost vehicle coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included. To all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire, get your vehicle protected now and save your wallet from costly vehicle repairs. For your free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify, visit endurancewarranty.com. Endurancewarranty.com.
What is the meaning of life and why am I here? So I think you have to have health as your foundation, your operating system to continue keeping you alive. I think you need to have wealth, a life of abundance, so that you can be able to operate freely. And I think you need to be able to focus on the spiritual side, be able to focus on things that transcend the day-to-day. And I think that would allow you to live a life of purpose. I would say those are the three. The fourth is not necessarily meaningful, but those would be the three to answer your question.
I'll give you a scenario. There's a guy that lived in Puerto Rico. He already left. I'll call him Jay. And Jay was able to arbitrage a relationship between South Korean mask manufacturers and one of the biggest hospitals in New York City. Mm-hmm. And what did he do? He just connected the head of the hospital in New York City and connected the head of the Korean factory, and he just cashed in a check. And what were they shipping? 5 containers of masks every single day. He received $20,000 commission per container per day. He was making $100,000 net profit a day.
Doing nothing.
For over a year and a half by connecting people. I'm in the business of deals. I'm in the business of how much can I receive, energy can I receive with the least amount of energy output? Because I understand that a genius.
Your energy is capped.
A genius isn't a person that does everything. A genius is a person that does the right things, the necessary things. Conserving energy, playing the game right. Why? Because if you understand that everything's energy, because everything is energy, whether it's money, whether it's relationships, everything transmutes to energy, your goal is to conserve your energy as much as possible.
Have you heard the story of the silver thread? There's this tale about the silver thread. This small boy, he's about to go to school and he's not content. He doesn't want to go to school. As he goes to school, he encounters an old lady, right? And the old lady says, well, if you pull from this ball of yarn that's silver, you can pull it and time will pass. So he's like, well, I'm going to pull it because, you know, I don't want to go to summer. I don't want to be in school. I just want to go to summer. So the little boy says, okay, I'm going to take this. And the old lady says, hey, but there's a catch, right? Once you pull the thread, you can never go back. You can never go back. You can only go forward. But you can pull the thread as many times or as little times as you want. So the little boy pulls the thread, boom, summertime. He says, oh, well, this is a great thing. You know, I was able to skip the entire year of school. He's like, well, what if I skip all of the years of school? So he tugs again, boom, university. Oh, well, university's tough, you know, and maybe university isn't for me. What if I can just get straight to work? Boom. Tugs the little ball of yarn, slowly turning from silver to copper, decaying in color because it represents time. He says, you know what? I'm in the workforce, but I'm unhappy because I'm alone. Let me pull this thread eventually to be in a relationship. Pulls the thread, boom, married. What happened? I'm married? I missed my wedding day? Oh, well, it's okay. It's not a big deal. Let me just never pull this thread again. So a little time goes by. Eventually, his wife gets pregnant. The wife gets pregnant, has the baby, but then the baby begins to yell and scream. Oh, man, I have to deal with this baby. Let me pull the thread till the baby's grown up a little bit. Pulls the thread. The child grew up. Eventually, he realizes that in old age, that what happened? That he wanted to fast forward all of his life, that he wasn't able to experience it. Now the story continues, but the premise is very simple. To live in the future is your inability to live in the present. And people that live in the future are often unhappy. Why? Because they want to be something that they're not. Look at the past, look at who you've become, the progress that you've made. And if you haven't made a lot of progress, just be happy at the fact that you're fucking alive. Because you have the chance to make progress and live in the present moment here now and use your time, energy, and attention, my friend, to pursue your goal.
I was once sitting with a guy we went golfing. I didn't golf. I was just watching. I don't play golf. And he had just canceled a $100 million deal that he had because he found out that the guy who was going to do the deal with had cheated on his wife. And he sat there and he looked at me and I was like, dude, you canceled a $100 million deal. It's just business. He's like, it's not just business. If he cheated on the person that he sleeps with, there's a high likelihood that he'll cheat on me.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's not that it's going to happen or not. It's the fact that there's character flaws that can be changed that a person needs to work on.
What are like some tangible inputs, right, that I can go find right now that regular people have access to? Because you're on a journey, brother.
So super basic right now. One, go get spring water. Don't drink Dasani purified water. It's going to fuck you up. Number one, right? This is super essential. Two, once you have a little bit of money, start eating super clean, super organic. Understand that the food that you consume has pesticides, has chemicals. You want to be eating nutritious whole foods, not processed foods, not garbage. You do not want to be using Teflon pans. They have forever chemicals. It's known to be extremely poisonous. So get a cast iron. It costs you $20. Buy the cast iron. If you have an air fryer, don't use a microwave. Microwave, you're literally cooking your food. You're cooking, killing all the good stuff in there, all the vitamins, all the minerals, is completely killing the food. You're literally nuking it to just warm it up. So don't use the microwave, period. Don't drink sodas. Don't drink Gatorade. Don't drink any of this shit. Water, and sometimes organic coconut water, super good for electrolytes. Add some chlorophyll in there. Add some lime, some sea salt. Remineralize your water. If you put it through a reverse osmosis system, I'm giving you the whole rundown here, my G. Neglect bullshit music. Neglect celebrities. Don't give a f- celebrities when you meet them in real life. They ain't that special. So don't have like this hero kind of perspective towards people, even ourselves. Understand that everybody is human, so that you don't have to be so harsh on yourself with false reality and false expectations of how the world works. Exercise, find good friends, good relationships, people that are positive and that have your best interest in mind and that are willing to support you on your journey, but also challenge you to level up. Never lie to yourself. Be honest on where you are and know that at any time you can control the outcome of your life if you choose to. And I think that if people take these principles I've mentioned in the last 3 to 4 minutes, they're going to have a phenomenal 2023.
The life that you have is a life that you chose.
Exactly, yeah, it's true.
Where you're currently living, what you're currently doing, you chose that. You have people complain about having kids, people complain about having responsibilities, people complain about their rent, people complain about their student loans. Most of these things in life are self-imposed.
Yeah, 100%.
You self-impose all this bullshit. You self-impose a lot of these issues in your life. That's just the nature of the game. So when you understand that everything is self-imposed, then you're like, okay, I'm gonna be a little bit more relaxed on my responsibilities. I'm gonna be more careful about the decisions and the commitments that I make because I understand that there's long-term consequences to it. I see a lot of people complaining, dude, but very few people taking action.
Yeah.
Most people make excuses. Very few people make moves.
I often talk about the symphony of success. What does success sound like to you? Not what success means to me. Not what success means to your parents, to your friends, to the system. What does success sound like to you? What is your symphony of success? When you hear successful, living a successful life, what comes to mind? Mm-hmm. For a musician, it may be really good at playing an instrument. For me, it may be developing a phenomenal business. Mm-hmm. For an athlete, it may be developing a great athletic career. What is your symphony of success? It really depends on the individual. That's why there's no one spectrum of success. There isn't one number to achieve that defines success. That is my definition of success, but that is for me. Why? Because every person beautifully has been created to have their own specificity. So you have your own dreams, you have your own ambitions, you have your own symphony of success. You need to find that. And how do you find it? From deprogramming, from the bullshit that everybody else has told you of what it means to be successful. Mm-hmm. You need to stop listening to others and start listening to yourself. But the problem is nobody knows how to listen to themselves. They're scrolling on TikTok, music on loud every day, when they're driving, fucking radio turned on, when they're home scrolling on their phones, when they ask for opinions from other people, they ain't even asking opinions from themselves. They're going to a fucking psychologist, asking a psychologist for wisdom and advice on how to live their lives, and they're paying this motherfucker money, and all you are is a client, so might as well keep this person sick as long as possible, or deranged, or in the loop of coming and sitting on the chair. Why? Because they're paying for the fucking mortgage. When's the last time you sat down and defined your symphony of success? What does success look like to you? To me, it's not having a ton of properties and living in a big fat box and having a ton of supercars. No, to me, it's freedom. And I found that early on. Mm-hmm. Now I just am able to experience a different level of freedom with more toys and more things, and I can bring people along that journey with me to enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
That is my symphony of success. And if I was to cater or falter to what other people told me what success was, then I have gone from successful to unsuccessful.
I think before you create an opportunity, you need to identify the opportunity. So most people, for example, you probably get a fuck ton of DMs, right?
Oh, yeah.
Every single day. Oh, let me come edit for you. Let me come do this for you. Or let's train together. Or hey, I'm in Dubai. Or hey, I'm in whatever. You get hundreds of DMs. Same thing with me. But nobody ever comes to me and says, hey, Luke, I identified this need, this vulnerability in your business. I know how to increase your returns by X amount of money. I know how to make money for you. I know how to do this for you. I'll do it for free. Here it is. What, I wouldn't respond to that DM?
Mm.
We read our DMs. People don't seem to understand, bro. So what I did is I study people the same way that I study markets. People have needs. People have vulnerabilities. People have necessities. Even the richest, most successful person in the world, they have something that they're lacking. It may not be money, but they may be lacking in health. They may be lacking in connections. They may be lacking in a specific resource. Your goal is to position yourself in that situation to supply that need and come in as what? The irreplaceable, most experienced, in-demand person, not just to make money, but to capture the opportunity.
So if people want to make a lot of money, dude, I divide it into three things. First is you need to be able to do something that's in high demand. Right. So, for example, it doesn't matter if you were putting out the biggest banger videos in the world. If YouTube wasn't a thing, right, and nobody really watched YouTube, you wouldn't be able to monetize it. Right. So what you need to be doing needs to be in high demand. The second thing is you need to be able to be doing something and be the best at it. Right. So you need to be the best at what you do. Not only do you have to be the best at what you do, but you also have to be in a situation where you have to be irreplaceable. Right. So you cannot be replaced. And this is where most people fall off, is that most people are replaceable. That's why their careers are very short. That's why their YouTube careers are very short. That's why they can get fired and the boss doesn't blink an eye, right? But there are people out there that you can't replace, dude. Like, you can't just go out there and replace your lead engineer at Amazon AWS, right? Like, you can't just go out and replace that dude that's built the entire infrastructure. Therefore, he's secured his ability to make money. Why? Because he can't be touched. Then he's the best at what he does, so he can negotiate his price. And finally, what he's doing is in demand, which means he will always find a supply for monetary transactions in that thing. So figure out something that you can do that's in high demand. I would say something in the Web3 space right now would be really good. Coding, cybersecurity, all these things, if you can learn them, super phenomenal. You need to be able to be the best at what you do so that you can negotiate at the table. Because when you come as the G, right? Drake doesn't walk into the room in the record label with the same terms some new kid would come in with, right? He comes in and he sets the terms because he's the best at what he does. And then finally, you can't be replaceable, right? Because if you come in with a preposterous deal or you want the best deal in hand, you need to be able to have leverage. And being irreplaceable gives you that leverage. So if you want to make money, ladies and gentlemen, figure out where you can be irreplaceable, where you can be the best at what you do, and where what you do is in high demand, and you will make money in perpetuity for always and forever. Most people do not make a plan for their life. They don't know what they want. They don't know where they're going. Dude, I ask a person, what do you have planned for next week? They don't know what they're doing today, right? So how are you supposed to move in life with intention if you're moving like an accident? It's not going to work. Brother, business, life is like archery. It's what I compare it to.
If you have no goal, you have no target, there's nothing to hit.
Without a goal, you can't score.
That's the first part. The second part is you need to have a tool. You need to have a bow. You need to have an arrow in order to hit your target.
Right.
The next thing is you have to aim. It requires preparation. You need to understand the spacing, the distance, the humidity, the temperature, all these variables in order to what?
Factors, yeah.
Hit the target.
Hit the target.
And then finally, you have to what?
Shoot.
Let go. Shoot. You have action. To take action. Most people have no goal. They don't know where they're going. They haven't calculated or measured what it's going to take to achieve the bullseye.
Yeah.
And they don't take action. So in life, if you want to achieve a bullseye, you have to be willing to set a target. You have to be willing to aim, prepare, understand the nature of what you're about to do, and you have to shoot, you have to take action. And with enough iteration, eventually you'll get good enough to hit the bullseye. And that, my friend, is a secret to success.
When you're on hustle mode, it's very hard to kind of reset your mind. But if you have enough money, right, when all you need is enough money to be able to focus on yourself full time, like what would happen if for 8 hours a day, 7 hours a day, the focus of your day, your job was to level up? That would be amazing. That would be unbelievable. You'd be ahead of your competitors. You'd be ahead of your potential enemies, I would call it, or business rivals. You're going to have so many advantages on a personal level, on a business level, on an intellectual level, and you're going to see things from a bigger perspective. So if you can beat yourself and you can win and conquer self, you can conquer everything.
Energy input is extremely important. So what you input as the energy source or as the fuel for your body, right, will dictate the output of that energy. So if you're feeling lethargic, slow, tired, not after a kickboxing workout, but in the morning, mm-hmm. when you should in fact be feeling rested, there's something in the energy input that is causing that malfunction. Maybe it's the foods that you eat. Maybe it's what you're watching before you go to sleep. Maybe it's the fact that you're on your phone before you go to sleep. Maybe it's the fact that you had a terrible argument before you went to bed. Maybe it's the fact that you went to bed out of schedule, right? So all these things, they are bad energy inputs, low vibrational energy inputs. So the output will be in direct proportion, what? To the input. Newton, right? Sir Isaac Newton said it best. He said, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. So you get to control the input. You have to pay the consequences of the output. And that's the beauty of life. You control what you sow, but what you reap will inevitably happen. So if you wake up tired, well, it's most likely something in your life that you can control. Yeah. If you have a bad relationship, there's most likely something there that you can control. If you don't have money, well, my friend, there's most likely something there that you can control. What you sow, you will reap. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction, gentlemen.
Amazing.
The big thing that I learned when I started making my money was, I was saying it to some buddies today, I said, my big epiphany, my big humbling moment was I was a poor guy with money. And what I meant by that was my mental framework was the mental framework that I was brought in, which is you need to hustle, you need to work, you need to get a job. And I was taking that same philosophy, but just as a self-employed individual, because if I stopped working, the money would stop coming.
That's the realization I had. Like, the money is good, but that's only if I'm pumping out the content on all the platforms. What happens if I stop making content?
And that's where working on the business and building a garden that is kind of self-sustaining, because you have different aspects to it that cross-pollinate, comes in. So you build the loyal following, whatever, if it's a product, if it's a clothing line, if it's a subscription, whatever it may be, it applies for a plethora of niches. You work on it. Take Gymshark, for example. Mm. Gymshark is a business. They're not a clothing line. They're a business. They have a loyal fan base, but they have what? Pop-up events. They have their clothing lines.
Yeah, they just opened a store in London now.
Literally, bro. They have an entire ecosystem. And it's in that ecosystem that you no longer have to be present in order for money to flow.
Do you think maybe what holds a lot of people back is just the limiting belief? Because they're probably listening to this and they're thinking I can't do this.
So let's evaluate. Why do you limit your beliefs? I'll tell you why you limit your beliefs. You limit your beliefs because you don't trust yourself.
Why don't you trust yourself? Because every time you tell yourself that you're going to do something, you break your own promise. If you can't trust yourself as an autonomous individual, no wonder you're not going to advance in life. Dude, if I told you every single day, right, and we were gym buddies, if I told you every single day that we were going to go to the gym and I didn't show up, but you showed up, right? Or you said, hey, are we going to the gym? Like your body tells you, hey, we need to go to the gym, or how your friends tell you, hey, we got to go work out. If you told me 10 days in a row and I committed, hey, we're going to the gym, but then the morning came around and you came out of the room and I was there eating chips and watching Netflix and I didn't go to the gym with you, on the 10th day, would you believe me?
Not a chance.
Would you trust me?
No, yeah.
So the problem is most people don't trust themselves. And the reason they don't trust themselves is because they are in auto self-sabotage mode 24/7. Everything that they do, they're sabotaging themselves. No wonder you can't trust yourself. No wonder you don't have any courage. No wonder you think you're going to fail. It's because your mind is literally telling you, dude, how I can't trust you. I can't trust you. So you need to start on the small wins. Start focusing on the small wins. Get groomed. Clean your room. Start hanging out with good people. Read a chapter in a book and say, I'm going to read a chapter. And you sit down and you read it, right? I'm going to read this news article and you sit down and you read it. I'm going to eat good food and not bad food. And you do it and you start building trust with yourself. Trust, reputation, rapport. And then you realize, wow, I can actually do anything that I want because I trust myself to do it. So learn how to trust yourself by doing the small things right. And how you do the small things is how you do the big things. So focus on the small things. Focus on laying down the bricks. And soon, when you zoom out, you'll have a wall of China that'll be so big beyond comprehension, people won't be able to even understand what was built. It's because every brick that you laid was done with perfection. Small things.
Now, the working class hasn't changed ever since this idea of peasant was established, which was during feudalism, right? The peasants were the working class that the feudal lords would basically let them work on the field to feed themselves, and the rest would go into storage or be sold. Basically what happens today, you go, you work, you get a little bit to feed yourself, right? And then you're in a situation where you have to give back to the king through taxes, right? So you're left with half, and then you have debt, and then you have inflation, right? So you barely meet paycheck. 70% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck, or in fact are even in debt. So now you're in a situation whereby the system is attacking you 24/7. You're like, whoa, is this by design or is this just how it's supposed to be? And then you realize that the system is created by people and people create the system with rules. But everything that is man-made can be broken, just like hacking into a website. People hack into the rules, hack into the laws. You don't think there's lawyers out here, judges out here passing policy that is convenient for them? The f*** think this is heaven? No, it's not. It's the real world. People cheat on a Monopoly board. You don't think they're going to cheat in the real life when there's billions and trillions of dollars on the line? What type of reality do you live in, peasant? Because you don't understand how the game is played. You are sitting where you deserve to be. So if you want to become, you want to level up, you want to understand how the world works, you can't do the things that peasants do. You can't do the things that the working class does. The working class was illiterate. The working class ate unhealthy. The working class was unsanitary. The working class focused so much on working that they couldn't focus on leveling up. So I think you can transition, but it's good to have a reality check of where you currently stand. Because the first step to solving a problem is realizing that there is one. And most people aren't willing to realize that they've been fooled their entire life because they feel stupid. So Mark Twain says it's easier to convince It's easier to lie to somebody than to convince them that they've been lied to. And that's because there's ego. So get your ego out of the way, become a student of life, and level up the video game character. It's pretty straightforward, G.
Side hustles, what I learned in the beginning of my career, should only be the mentality applied to making your initial money.
Yeah, 100%.
Once you go from hustle mode, you need to go to boss mode.
Yeah.
What is boss mode? A person that is building long-term sustainable businesses. You cannot build long-term scalable businesses by having to force cram and force feed ads in order for your business to survive. It won't work that way. It's too annoying. It's too stressful. I don't want to rely on Zuck's algos and on Zuck's tracking in order for me to make money.
Yeah.
Why? Because as soon as Apple comes around and says, "You're tracking, we're canceling that shit," now Facebook goes to shit, right? So you can't be dependent on one single avenue. It's not going to work. So people need to start shifting their mindset. Once you have your first 100K, dude, your mindset should shift from hustle to boss.
What are the biggest mistakes they tend to make?
They don't learn the fundamentals. It's so easy, bro. It's so easy to bank money. You know this. Online, anybody can go out and make 10 grand a month, literally. But who learns taxes? Who learns budgeting? Who learns human resources? Who learns product and inventory management? Who learns scaling and operation? Who learns systems building? Nobody learns those things because they're the boring parts of the business. Mm-hmm. And if you don't learn them, you're going to crash. The last thing you want to be is a person that pumps cash but has no ability to retain it.
Yeah.
You don't want to be that guy. If you don't understand how to file taxes, if you don't understand how to budget your business, I was talking with a guy in Singapore. He's the son of the former president of Singapore, probably worth a couple billion dollars. He's in real estate development. He's done over 2,500 real estate development projects in Singapore. Super big guy.
And the property prices there are
crazy. So he's like proper balling. So I was having a conversation with him, and he's like, "You know what the biggest issue is between the elite and people that make no money?" I'm like, "What?" "Financial literacy." He said, "Most people are financially illiterate, and it's a language." And I'm like, "What do you mean it's a language?" He's like, "Yes, finance is the language of the elite. Just like Latin used to be the language prior to the peasants being able to have access to read the Bible, they would have to go to the elite, the popes, the deacon of the church or whoever was in charge in order to get what? In order to get the wisdom, because they couldn't read. Nowadays, most people are financially illiterate. And it's in that financial lack of literacy that people get fucked.
Yeah.
Why do you need a lawyer? Because you don't know the law.
Yeah.
Why do you need a tax attorney? Because you don't know tax. Yeah, you don't need to know all of it. But if you don't know the basics, anybody can finesse you. And I think that's the biggest issue up and coming entrepreneurs and even developed entrepreneurs make and end up getting screwed on is they have not developed financial literacy because it's not sexy.
I think it's about the information that you have and about the level of conviction, because you have to be convicted about something, right? You have to put your chips on the table about something. And the last thing you want to do is live the what if game. I can always make more money, right? Mm. By no means am I advocating, hey, if you have $5,000 in the bank, go put all of your money in crypto. No, go learn how to make money. Go learn how to develop cash flow. Go learn how to build a business. I had enough money whereby if I lost that money in crypto, I knew I was going to make it again. But it was a bet I was willing to take. And I took the bet and it worked. And I realized that if I lost that bet, I was okay too. Why? Because I developed the skills to build and scale digital businesses. So it wasn't a confidence on the decision. It was a confidence in my ability to make decisions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Based off of the skills that I had developed.
Yeah.
And if the decision doesn't play out, that's okay. Because I have developed the skills and I have trust in who? Myself. I'm going to fuck up. But it's all a game of probabilities. It's not a game of luck. And you have to increase your probabilities by increasing your skill set. And that's what a lot of people don't do. They don't work and they don't increase their skill set.
Mm.
Leonardo da Vinci famously said, "God will sell you anything at the price of labor." And that is true. So what you have to do is if you want something, you have to work for it. Mm-hmm. And most people that think that the world is based off of luck have never truly worked for something. Not enough to understand that luck does not exist. It's merely a game of probabilities. You work hard, you work more, you work longer, and eventually you can increase your odds of success.
Your mind is programmable. The question is, who will program it? Will you program your mind? Or will your mind be programmed by other men, by circumstances around you? Weak men think that the circumstances that are around them are created by chance, right? That it's just random, it's accidental. It's an accident. But then you have the people that understand that circumstances are created. They don't just occur, they are created. That you then have the ability to create the circumstances in the life that you want. So if you are currently living in circumstances that are not ideal for you, create the circumstances that you want.
I can?
Yes, you can. But you have to believe that it's possible, right? So understanding that it's possible by doing what? Reprogramming your mind.
The Bible says it. Be transformed by what? The renewal of your mind. Right? The Bible says it. Be transformed. So transform who you are by renewing your mind. Sometimes you have to hit reset on the computer. Sometimes you have to hit update. But people are running on the same trains of thoughts and the same information that gave them the problems in the first place. No wonder you're fucked up. You're not learning new data sets. You're not learning new information. You're not becoming a new person. Believe and you will achieve.
Now, dropshipping, e-commerce, social media marketing, whatever it may be, gives you the avenue and the ability to learn and make the mistakes in an easy way where you don't have an organization, where you don't have venture capital, where you don't have investors that you have to keep happy. You learn the mistakes while still making money. That's the beauty of the 21st century. That's the beauty of 2023, is that you can actually still make money. Yeah. Whereas back in the day, it was a little bit more difficult. The barrier to entry was higher.
Yeah.
But on the other side, the barrier to entry today also means that there's more competition.
100%.
So how do you beat them?
How do you beat them?
You're not a hustler. You're a business owner.
Mm.
That's the difference. A lot of these kids, they don't know shit about business, dude. They know how to make money. They know how to market. But business is a multidisciplinary skill. Business is a multidisciplinary skill. How to build teams. How to become a leader. How to incentivize your people. Logistics. Warehouse, customer service, product development, COGS, finance, taxes. Dude, the list goes on in forever. And I've done it, right? I've taught people about payment processing. I've taught people about products. I've taught people about anthropology of consumerism, how people think. I've taught people these things that are evergreen kind of ecosystems and concepts, because this idea of like, well, what Facebook ad are you using right now? How many ad sets are you running? What's your ad spend for your testing?
Yeah.
These are all tactics. The question is, why do those things work?
Yeah. What's the method? Like, what's the mindset?
The strategy. The strategy, dude. And once you have the strategy down, you just have to replicate it in other niches.
I no longer set goals.
What do you do?
I do. So I focus on the input, and I allow, by universal law, for output to be emitted. So Newton's third law explains that for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. So whether it's at a planetary level or at a cellular level, right, an energetic level, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. So what do I understand by that? In my life, is that if I do something, there will be a retribution or a echoing effect in equal proportion to that, right? The energy is transferred and it's returned in the same proportion. So if I understand that I emit X amount of energy by exercising, I will have a guaranteed body and a guaranteed result. Because I understand that by universal law, that will happen. And I have plenty of examples in the real world to prove it. That if I eat healthy, I'll extend my life. That if I exercise, I'll extend my life. That if I do breath work, I'm going to release tension and cortisol and stress. Right? These are all things that we've been understanding and proving and developing into that we need to be intuitive about. And I think that it's extremely important that people begin to be intuitive of who they are and having these self-talks. It's interesting. I don't think everybody speaks to themselves.
But every man should be involved in groups of accountability, in groups of mentorship. 100%. It's undeniable. Most of the successful people, brother, I'll give you an example. I live in Puerto Rico. The Ritz-Carlton, the membership, $100,000 to get in, right? If you want to be part of the club at the Ritz-Carlton, it's $100,000. That's the buy-in, okay? Why did I pay for my Ritz-Carlton membership? Because of the members that are there.
Yeah.
It's my buy-in. There's places where you have to pay to play. There's rooms that we will never be able to get into because it'll cost you fucking $50 million. What do you think? People that go and pay those, you know, people go to charities and they'll go and drop $25 million on a charity. Do you think some of these guys are doing it out of goodwill? No, because they realize that they're who they're giving the charity to, whatever that organization, that foundation is, will give them access to that club, that group of people. And then my maintenance fee every single month is $1,000. Why do I do that? Because I know that when I go to the pool area, it's full of rich people. Why? Because I know how much it costs them to pay there. So I know it's no bullshit.
Well, first you need to know what your goal is.
Mm.
Most people walk around with no goals, no ambition. They don't know where they're going. It's like a ship with no destination. If you don't know where you're going, you'll never get there. Once you know where you want to go, then you direct your time, your energy, and your attention to what? To the execution and the achievement of that goal. If you want to make money, you will make money. If you want a good network, you will have a good network. If you want to build a great podcast with great hosts and great guests. You will build a podcast in that way. It's all about intention. But most people walk around in life thinking that life is just a big fat lottery. And it's just not that case. Those that live by the lottery of life most likely end up losing because you're just gambling. I don't want to gamble with my life. So what I do is I set a goal and then I focus my time, energy, and attention, which truly are the only assets that you have. So when a lot of people come to me, they're like, Luke, I have nothing. Brother, you and I have the same exact thing, time, energy, and attention. But what you use your time for, it doesn't yield a return. What I use my time for yields a return. You get paid in proportion to the difficulty of the problems that you solve. Elon Musk said that once. You get paid in proportion to the difficulty of the problems that you solve. Most people that don't make money, they don't solve problems. Mm-hmm. They don't spot problems. They don't capitalize on problems. If you solve small problems, you'll get paid very little. The guy flipping the patties, like Tate says, somebody's got to flip the fucking burgers.
It's true.
But they solve very small problems. So they get paid in proportion to what? Solving that problem. You put a man on Mars, you'll get paid in proportion to solving that problem. So you need to focus your time, your energy, and attention to solving big problems. And hopefully your goal is to serve humanity.
So this idea that life is all about pleasure is a false reality. So Dan Bilzerian mentioned it. He said, you know, when you become extremely rich, first time you eat a specific steak, right, it's a 10. The next time you eat it, it's a 7. And then the next time you eat it, it's a 6, right? All these pleasures, when you were broke, if I brought you to spend $200 in a dinner, you would trip ass. Now it's just like, whatever, here's the card, right? So there's some sort of desensitization to privilege. There's a desensitization to beautiful experiences. So when you put yourself in circumstances that are uncomfortable, you create the artificial scenario where now you take the things that you used to have and you don't take them for granted, right? You start valuing them more, right? You spend 2 months away from your girl. Now you value her more than if you saw her every single day at all times, right? Because familiarity breeds contempt, which is this idea of you take for granted the things that you're familiar with. So sometimes it's good to disconnect yourself from the privilege, from the opportunities that make you weak. They make you soft. And put yourself in a situation where now you can reevaluate things and it changes your worldview. So new data sets, new quests unlock abilities to perceive the world in different ways. If you've never left your state, your limitation of your mind is massive, right? You don't know anything. But if you're out here traveling the world, I've been to 45 countries, I'm in my mid-20s, I'm going to do every country in the world, right? It's one of my goals. To side quest and just learn new information, new data sets. And I think that'll make me a better entrepreneur. I think it'll make me a better businessman. I think it'll make me a better partner, better father, all these things, because it's just unconventional. And you will achieve unconventional results by doing unconventional things.
I think a lot of people fear failure because they believe that their identity is based on their actions. So when your identity transcends who you are and what you do, you begin to have freedom to fuck up and to mess up and to treat life like a lab and experiment and test things and break things. That's how you level up. Like we're here in Breckenridge, right? If you literally go to the mountains, and I said it on my vlog, I said life is very much like snowboarding. When you're up in the mountain, it doesn't matter what type of gear, famous bullshit flexing you have. Either you have the experience through getting fucked up by the mountain, or you're going to learn. But the question is, what are the mountains in your life that you need to conquer, right? That you need to go down, that you need to get fucked up in order to level up. And the better you become snowboarding by practice and repetition and getting fucked up and getting hurt and getting back up and getting back up. And it's a sport of very much learning and learning and learning, constantly adapting, constantly moving. And if you can take that principle and apply it to life, then life now becomes very much like a mountain. It's very fun. You can cruise it and understand that fucking up is okay, because it's going to allow you to grow and to level up and become your fullest potential.
Okay, you permit it one time, but it's okay. I'll permit it a second time. And to add to that, it may not even be temporary happiness. It may just be temporary dopamine. Like you're craving the dopamine of that past experience of how that made you feel. And if you look at the vibrational frequencies of how people operate on the higher spectrum of vibrational frequency, like you have enlightenment, but underneath that you have love, joy, gratitude. And at the bottom, you have shame.
Yeah.
So you operating at your lowest form of vibrational frequency, you are operating in a state of what? Shame. So when you do something that you know you're not supposed to do, you go into your lowest form of vibration, aka the lowest form of yourself. And most people live in a state of what I like to call quiet desperation. They live in a state of quiet shame. So they're ashamed of their habits, they're ashamed of what they do, but they don't change. AKA, they're always living in a low state of vibration. And you see them walking around, they walk unhappy, they operate unhappy. When they interact with people, they are unhappy. Why? Because they're not the best versions of themselves.
What's one lesson which you wish you would have learned sooner in life?
That the most important thing is the development of yourself. Most people focus on one lane. They focus on money, or they focus on health, or they focus on relationships. They never focus on truly becoming wealthy. Wealth, by definition, I've said this before and I'll say it again, is abundance. That is what you want in life, abundance. Making sure that you are complete. Had I learned this before, my health would have been in check earlier. My relationships would have been in check earlier. I said this to you before, and I said this to you at lunch. I said, everybody says that being a billionaire is stressful. Being a billionaire is hard.
Yeah.
Being a billionaire requires sacrificing every other area of your life. Why?
Because Elon's fat.
Yeah, but why can't I do it a different way?
Yeah.
Why can't I be happy to the billion?
Yeah.
Why do I have to compromise my family to get to a billion? Why do I have to compromise my morality or my spirituality to get to a billion? Why do I have to compromise my health? That. I'm taking it all. I'm going to build a life of balance, true wealth. Had I learned a lesson before, I would have potentially built a more dynamic lifestyle that allowed me to, I would say, be more well-rounded. Mm. And it's something that I had to develop and focus on later on in my life, in my later 20s. But yeah, a lot of people are focused on one lane only. And once they master that lane, then they realize, oh shit, like I have neglected all of these things in my life. So I have to take retroactive steps, go all the way back to continue pushing.
Damn.
Instead of building slowly every area of your life. True wealth is what matters. I wish I would have learned that lesson a little bit earlier, and you know, hopefully people learn a thing or two, G.
What you said is really great advice, but it probably isn't going to work for the guy who has nothing.
But you are something. You have yourself. You have everything that you need. Everything else is just a tool. But you have to develop the tools that you already have. Dude, people aren't thinking. People don't use their brain. The biggest, most powerful machine that is known to man, your fucking eyeballs and your brain. People don't use them, right? Your brain's mush. No wonder you're a dumb fuck that's sitting in a room right now. Like, but if you're watching this video, you're trying to figure it out, right? Which means you're in the right direction. So what you need to figure out now is surround yourself in situations and in places where you're going to get opportunity. And let that opportunity then filter to the three steps that I mentioned before, right? Finding the opportunity, find something that's trending, find something that you have the ability to be irreplaceable in, where you can be the best at. But you have to position yourself, right? And this is where a lot of people don't talk about, is they need to position themselves for success, right? You need to put yourself in a situation where you can win. If you're always sitting in the room, right, on the Dell, listening to Luke talk or Sebastian talk, but you never position yourself in a situation to win, you're not going to win. Instead, okay, you're a brokey. Okay, you could literally go and get a job at Buffalo Wild Wings or at McDonald's, or you could be intelligent and go get a job at the country club. You could go get a job at the high-end restaurant. Well, I don't know anything about wines. Well, go on fucking YouTube and learn about wines. Learn how to have a nice little British accent. Learn how to say all the bullshit foods. Go work at a high-end restaurant. Why not? That's what I did. That's how I got my relationships, my connections. That's how I met people that funded my first business. Waiting their fucking damn tables. I waited tables for Jeff Bezos, dude. Like, I was there. Why? Because I wanted to be in a place where I could position myself. And it doesn't matter if you're a brokey, because broke is a condition of the mind. It's not a condition of the pocket, right? Broke is a condition of the mind. It's not a condition of the pocket. A lot of people are broken up here. So you need to fix this first. The operating system needs to change. People don't change the operating system. So you need to position yourself, fix the operating system, and execute.
Everybody eventually will capitulate into crypto because it is an asset class that will exist. And we go into a digital world, you need digital money. Yeah. So from a logical standpoint, it makes sense. Crypto makes sense. And what we need to understand is that there's ebbs and flows of the market, there's demand, and at the end of the day, there's also saturation. At some point, there is no more money for it to continue going. And I saw that with crypto. Maybe I got lucky selling at 55,000. But does it really matter?
Like, I think it's the self, it, like we talked about, the self-realization of self-sabotage.
Mm.
We fuck ourselves up, bro. Like, people talk about the system. People talk about the people that are against them. People talk about, you know, oh, they're printing money out of thin air. Oh, money's not worth anything. Or they say, I have no opportunity. But how many actions in our life are self-sabotaging? All day long, we self-sabotage.
Mm.
So why can't we turn off those self-sabotaging habits and replace them for positive habits? What I've realized that people do is they want to cut something out. Okay, I'm going to cut out smoking. I'm going to cut out drinking. But you're not supposed to cut out something. You're supposed to replace it.
Yeah.
Because there's a quote that says, an idle mind is the devil's workshop. So if you're not thinking about anything, if you're not doing anything, if you're not being productive, then you're most likely going to go back to what? Your tendencies and your old habits that you formed over a long period of time. So if you want to change those habits, if you want to change those tendencies, then you need to be in a situation whereby you're replacing them with a positive feedback loop.
Mm.
The first big money was e-commerce.
Yeah.
And it was my first six-figure day. I was like, it's possible.
You made $100,000 in a day?
$110,000.
$110,000.
And I was like, it's possible.
It opened your mind.
It's possible. The guys, it's possible. Like, you can do it. And right now you have this little whisper in your brain that's like, no, you can't do it. No, you can't do it. No, 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 it's not possible. But what if that's all the programming in your mind from all the years of bullshit and programming that you've gone through? And in reality, it is possible. What's the difference between you and all the billionaires and the children of billionaires? Why is it that these kids can go and do a $100 million deal and not sweat and not bat an eye? Because it's all about mindset. It's all about your education. They realize they're f***ing. It's nothing. Money's an illusion. Money isn't real. So when you understand the whole paradigm, you no longer treat your pursuit of business, your pursuit of your career, your pursuit of success as a job, as a burden. What do you look at it as? A privilege.
Yeah.
Dude, most people wouldn't have the opportunity to clean toilets as a stepping stone to becoming a millionaire. Most people clean toilets for their entire f***ing.
True.
So I was like, it's a stepping stone, dude. I did it with a smile and I did it well.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.